ain't never been on E-Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit.
Damn.
Yeah. Shit,
God. Yeah, nice get washed up.
What the hell, shit? I ain't in that bitch, mom. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Let's get to it, huh? Yo, 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 you already know what it is, man. The Live is Cloud radio show on the planet. Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show, dog. The homies ain't here yet, though, so you just got me. It's your boy, Q Lewis, holding it down live from the 48205, man. About to get into this thing, dog. So, of course, we go talk about the Lions. Off rip, you got to know that we talking about the Lions today, dog. So, everybody in the Detroit area, dog, you know, we kind of in our feelings right now, but it's all good. Shout out to the Lions. And we're going to get into that in a minute. We got a few things we got to talk about. But real quick, because it is Tuesday, we got to get to our Tubi Movie Tuesday. All right, so we're going to jump into that real quick, dog. Let's do it. Tubi Movie Tuesday, dog. So we in this boy this week. I got a joint called The Marriage Pass, right? So The Marriage Pass is a Tubi original. So shout out to I can't remember who directed the film. I meant to look at that before I got here, so I didn't, but it's all good. All right. So The Marriage Pass. So Marriage Pass is a hall pass. Obviously, we know what that's about. This movie right here, though, had a nice little twist to it. I can't really tell, obviously, everything that went down in the movie, but kind of crazy, dog. Kind of leading to what we're talking about today, because we're going to talk a little bit about hall passes and stuff like that. But this movie right here, just to give you a small little peek into it. So a couple going through a little situation, you know, with their marriage or whatever. And the wife decides that she's going to offer the husband a marriage pass or a hall pass or whatever. So he takes the pass, but the fucked up thing about it, though, is with the pass, he ends up, you know what I'm saying, fucking around with the wife's sister, dog. So this shit just went absolutely crazy, dog. What up, dog? So that shit went absolutely crazy, dog. They doing that shit, and I really can't go much further into it because it'll give away the movie. But Marriage Pass, make sure you check that out on Tubi, dog. Tubi original, so shit's fly. I ain't gonna lie to you, though. Normally, when I do Tubi Movie Tuesdays, I try to find Detroit movies. But this is not a Detroit movie, but shit was still fire, dog. So shout out to Tubi Movie Tuesday, dog. That's The Marriage Pass. What's going on, bro?
Oh, not much, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I told niggas it's gonna be heavy on the Lions today, dog. I'm gonna try not to talk a lot about the Lions, but it's gonna be a little bit heavy on the Lions, dog, for sure. Yeah, that was all I had, though, so we can get into the shit, I guess. Dog's got to break down a little weed and shit. We'll get to that. Shout out to people still checking in on IG, man. What's the deal? Anybody checking in on Facebook, YouTube, everywhere, just hit me in the comment box, dog. Let me know where you representing from, dog. This nigga got zigzags. I ain't seen them in a while. What's been going on with you, though, dog?
Oh, nothing too much, man. Keep the load and flow like an ant, stand out the motherfucking way. You know what I'm talking about?
I figured they
ain't doing too much. Nothing, man. Working, man. Getting excited, man.
Getting excited. What you getting excited about?
Next couple weeks, I'm going.
Oh, so you gonna make it happen?
No, yeah.
Yeah, you going? Okay.
I'm going.
Bring me back some cracklings, nigga. Some fried cracklings.
Okay.
Nigga said you gonna try. Right, they ain't gonna make it.
They gonna make it in the
parking lot,
my nigga.
Right.
But it's fire.
Hey, all y'all see is his shoulder. He rolling weed right now. So haven't seen him. You can't sit down and roll. Duh, this nigga here, duh. Anyway, so. I feel you. He's gonna turn it that way so he can hear you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you going to New Orleans?
New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? Amped about that.
Yeah, because you've been before, though.
Yeah. It's pretty lit, bro. Best food trip I ever took, honestly.
That's what everybody say, like, dog, is the food is crazy.
Yes, a lot of people don't know where to go. They're like, man, the food went. Y'all ain't went to the right places, bro.
Yeah, what about for...
They say that about Denver, but they ain't went to the right places.
Yeah, we ain't good. now, I'm going to tell you like this, though. If you a seafood person, then Denver probably ain't the way.
No.
Like, it's not a lot of seafood out there, probably because there ain't a lot of water out there. So, yeah, but everything else, though, shit. Fire, yeah, for bro. Sure. No, I feel that, though.
Fire, but yeah. But other than that, bro, boy ain't been doing too much, man. Excited about my son, man. My son is doing...
doing excellent in school, dog. Shout out to dog, bro, for sure.
I ain't gonna lie, just got a report card. Just sent his report card.
Yeah.
Boy doing a damn thing, man. I be so adamant about that shit because I was never a good student. Because
you were a good student. I feel you.
Nah, I was never a good student. And I'm raising one nigga like, man. That shit.
That nigga me. Hella proud and shit.
Hella proud, bro.
Yeah, no,
he done got student of the month.
Yeah, swing that motherfucker back.
He did all that good shit, you know what I'm saying? So he continued doing great, man. For sure.
Shout out to my nigga D Jones checking in. What up, though? My man Deuce checking in. What's good?
Hell yeah. So, you know what I mean? Like, you know, big ups to TJ.
Yeah, for sure.
You know
sure.
what I'm saying? He's still looking for something for.
oh, here we go. I got him.
From Buddy.
I got him.
From Buddy.
I got him, dog.
You got Buddy?
Yeah, we go work something out.
Yeah, sure will.
Don't we always?
Yeah, we always.
I'm the best motherfucking godfather ever, dog. My man D. Jones said, Lions still disappoint my city. They need to get the fuck out. I ain't going to say that, man. We go get to the Lions in
the damn, dog. You that damn upset about this shit now?
That nigga 49ers fan anyway.
Oh, so why are you tripping?
Yeah, we let him slide and shit. I don't know if he's a 49ers fan for real, but like niggas didn't really have no faith in the Lions. I feel like it would be crazy for me to be a diehard fan at 0-16 and then turn my back on them now. That should be kind of crazy.
My
nigga Raha Sura checking in. What
Raha Suha.
Hell yeah. My nigga Ricky just steamboating this motherfucker.
What's
up?
Cracking, my G?
What else been going on with you, though, dog? About to go to New Orleans? Like, kid being a scholastic motherfucking phenomenon and shit, dog. What's going on with you?
That's
that's it. That's enough, huh?
That's all I asked for. You hear me?
Hey, I got to ask one question, though. You going back to New Orleans, dog. Are you going to go to the Haunted Mansions, though?
No, that shit pissed me off a lot of time.
But you can go in now, though, because there ain't no COVID shit, right?
We'll see.
Dude, I don't know about that shit, though.
Why?
Because, like, I fuck with scary movies and all that type of shit, but it's something a little bit strange voodoo style about fucking New Orleans and shit. Like,
you got your nerves?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of real shit going on down there, and I don't think I want no parts of it.
Well, I think
I want fucking no spirits.
I want all the smoke.
Yeah,
I can't help myself.
You talking about go Pats? Whatever. They was trash this year.
Right.
Yeah. Lions ain't never won shit for us. It's okay.
That's okay. But
that's
they,
okay.
They took us a long motherfucking way right now, bro.
Nah, for sure.
Shit,
I agree.
The fuck I thought they was gonna do.
Hell yeah, nah, for sure.
I take all them dubs was a fucking blessing.
No doubt.
My Super Bowl.
Shit, we here now. Well, we might as well talk about the Lions here. Yeah, fuck
Yeah, my Super Bowl was the first playoff game. I after that shit, anything else was extras.
I ain't gonna lie, nigga. I've been turned up since they beat Mahomes, nigga. The first game.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But you know, other than that, man, we can't be faulting the Lions for what the fuck happened, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, they was probably gonna not win that bitch anyway, low key for real.
I ain't gonna say so, that. What up, though? V checking in. What up, though? We're drinking out your glasses right now. V's mobile bar and shit. What up,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, what up, though, V?
Chris Styles checking in. What up, though? Tell 2G's where the fuck he at. He ain't pulled up on the gang in a minute and shit.
He can't come outside.
Shit, this is permission slip signer on here right now. Shit, right. What up, though? Send my nigga 2G's
sign
as well.
Sign the slip.
Right,
sign the slip, sus.
Right. Dog, my man say true indeed, bro. It's definitely some eerie air in New Orleans, dog. It is, bro.
I love it, dog.
I don't know. Let me tell you something.
I heard a story about a chupacabra, right? Chupawabra or some shit. Some mythical creature, they say, they got an alligator head and a human body and, you know what I'm saying, a wolf tail and, you know what I'm saying?
This nigga said a wolf tail.
So, you know, I laughed about it and shit, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I was walking along a little pier they got down there. You know, it was a couple there. And I was, you know, talking to my old lady about the shit. You know what I'm saying? And the motherfucker, I said the name. Niggas just start running around crazy. Like I'm like, what the fuck, bro? Like, what's going on here?
The locals. They know what the fuck you're talking about.
They know exactly what I was talking about. Nigga, I wasn't even talking to them. They went crazy, bro.
Factual.
Yeah, so I mean,
see, that's what I'm saying. Fuck that.
It
I'm cool.
It is, bro. But
yeah, I'm cool on the haunted shit down there. I feel like it's,
I want to see Sookie. I want to see all the creatures Sookie and them was looking at. And
Sookie with the good pussy?
No, not Sookie. Oh, True Blood.
Oh,
Sookie.
Okay, I got you. My bad.
Yeah. Evidently, she had some goods too, cause she was fucking everybody in that thing.
True Blood. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
That shit was fire for a minute.
That shit was fire. What
you was that HBO shit? Yeah. Now, how long did that shit stay? I never got hip to it.
I think it was like 4 or 5 seasons.
Yeah, I never got hip to that shit, bro. I ain't gonna hold you up. Yeah. But anyway,
4 or 5 seasons.
So you fuck with that, huh?
I do.
Yeah, I can't do it, dog. So back to these motherfucking Lions, though, dog.
Let's go.
So a lot of niggas been talking shit about it. I was in my feelings. I can't lie about that shit. Nigga was mad hurt and shit. What up, though? Nick was mad hurt and shit, you know, but I can't necessarily be mad, especially when they went 0-16 in my lifetime. And I stuck by them niggas then, so I'm with them now and shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, gotta talk about them, dog. I was a little bit perturbed by the
I don't know what that means.
I was a little bit perturbed by the call for the going for it on fourth. But after rationally looking at the statistics,
yeah,
and how our kicker really ain't shit.
Yeah. And plus
our defense ain't shit.
Yeah. And what you call it? Like the odds that we have been busting them fourth and less than fives down all season. It made sense.
Yeah.
It made sense. But the shit that pissed me off the most was that fluke ass 57 yard fucking catch. Like that was a fluke, nigga.
Fluke as shit, bro. Yeah.
That was fluke as fuck.
My man got lucky on that one.
No, he got lucky as shit, bro.
Lucky as shit.
I didn't like that shit, dog. But aside from that, dog, it was a good. I ain't gonna lie. In the first half, nigga, I was looking at Vegas tickets.
Man, I lost my voice. I lost my voice in the first half.
Yeah, I was looking at Vegas tickets, nigga, in the first half.
They telling me to calm down. Like, shit, that first run and went in the motherfucker, I went crazy.
Yeah, it was going crazy. I thought we was in
it. Everybody was talking to me about it. But, you know, like I said, you know, the first thing everybody want to do is blame Dan Campbell.
Nah, hell.
Shit, you blame Dan Campbell for getting us where the fuck we was at.
Yeah.
Without him, we didn't get that far ever.
Yeah, right. There's no need to blame Dan Campbell for nothing.
No, not for sure.
You know what I mean? I mean, because...
Billy D.
You could... Okay, let me get it together. Anytime that you...
There we go.
Anytime that you going to halftime with that kind of score, it's time to close it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's time to close it.
Definitely.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Even if it did come down to a fourth and two,
mm-hmm,
put your big boy pants on and get 2 fucking yards.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't agree with the actual play call. Like, why are you passing?
Yeah,
turn around and get that bitch to Montgomery and let him get 2 yards so we can pack our bags and go to Vegas.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I was going, nigga. I wasn't going for real, though.
Nigga, Vegas was like 7 miles, nigga. I was going.
Yeah, that bitch was gonna be lit, dog.
That bitch was gonna look like 7 miles.
That shit was gonna be lit.
That game could have went in any direction.
Yeah.
That is what I was talking to D. Will about. That is what you want to call an actual team loss.
Yeah.
Because the offense lost it by not getting 2 yards.
Right.
The defense lost it by
not
fucking
doing
getting
shit.
Ass handed to you in the second half.
Yeah.
And maybe Dan Campbell. I mean, but I can't blame Dan Campbell because that's what he done all year.
Yeah, no, for sure. And statistically, it made sense. Like, dude kicking outside 40+, it ain't looking good because, like, that nigga in the low percentage for making that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you outside, like, he hitting that. He had a low percentage in the dome. So, you know, he was probably going to miss that motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so I wasn't mad at the decision.
Oh, I got a question for you niggas, though.
What's up?
Man, what the fuck do we do with Sutton?
Man, that nigga is...
Wow. What the fuck do we...
Man, we got to get him the fuck on, bro. That nigga get burned every fucking play. Yes! I'm saying it. He trash.
I don't want to say
he trash. Trash. He get burnt every fucking play.
I didn't want to say he was trash.
Niggas only be making a move and he get fucking lost. Like, what the fuck? This nigga didn't even bust a move. He ran straight. Bitch, and you behind him?
Duh.
Man,
yeah.
Fuck that dude, bro.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
I don't know, dog. He got a lot of work
trash
to do.
Trash.
I'm not going to say he trash.
Trash.
He got a lot of work to do in the offseason.
And I know he got a hard assignment. He covering all these fucking...
He covering all these big
receivers. But nigga, ain't no point where you ain't got burnt. You got burnt every fucking play, bro.
And then aside from the secondary activity, I mean, you got to be honest in saying that, like...
Hutchinson didn't do shit.
It ain't no team. I'm not going to say that. First of all, what you got to understand, what niggas don't understand about defensive line play is that all good defensive line play don't equal stats, nigga. That's the thing.
We not going to go there, bro.
Man, that nigga did shit. I don't care what nobody say. We didn't hear that nigga name in the second half at all. I saw that nigga get manhandled 2 times. Not by 2 defenders. 1 nigga.
Hey, we not gonna say
Hutch. One nigga, he didn't do shit.
We not gonna disrespect Hutch.
What you talking about his stats? He got a rushing. He rushed the football player.
She said he angry as fuck.
He rushed the football player. That's one of his stats. Nah, he got a good rush.
No, nah, we not gonna disrespect Hutch.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Hutch didn't do shit.
Okay, nobody on the defense didn't do shit.
But you supposed to be the golden boy.
Ain't nobody.
You supposed to be Michigan corn-fed golden boy.
No, we not gonna disrespect.
And we didn't fucking hear your name.
We not gonna disrespect
Hutch. We ain't hear his name.
I ain't doing it.
I am.
You a motherfucker. You tripping.
I'm just calling the shit out like I see it. I ain't say that he trash. Like Sun trash. Sun is fucking trash.
We not gonna
but
disrespect
I just
Hutch.
Said the nigga didn't do shit. I ain't disrespecting
him. I
ain't
gonna say
shit.
He ain't do shit. They all dwindled in the second half. I give you that. Man, but you got
they didn't do him like we did Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald had three niggas on him. One nigga stop Hutch.
First of all, you gotta give me them tapes.
Look,
cause I know damn well ain't one nigga.
Man,
stop Hutch.
Since I've been coaching football,
one nigga ain't stop Hutch.
I don't even watch the fucking shit. I watch the linemen and our offensive linemen went to work the whole fucking game.
You answered your own question. Sometimes you got a tackle that just ain't for no motherfucking games.
I'm not gonna say that one nigga handled this nigga.
Sometimes.
Cool. Yes.
I'm not gonna
sometimes,
say
sometimes.
Yes.
Sometimes you got a left and he played defensive line, so he can vouch for what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got a left tackle that just ain't for no motherfucking game.
I played
games.
Defensive end the 10 minutes I did fucking play.
And the motherfucker when the nigga got your number, he got your number. But he was kicking his ass in the first half. So they did something. Somebody was chipping this nigga, like it might be one at a time. But they are doubling that nigga. There's no way. You can't let him free.
No.
Tell y'all, I was watching live.
It's not
going
to
happen. He got double. I ain't going to lie.
It's not going to happen.
He got double. But a couple times, bro.
This nigga said a couple times. Come on now.
A couple times, bro.
I ain't letting go of him.
I just said he didn't do shit.
I said I'm not letting you go with that shit.
That's what I'm talking about. No.
Oh, but you going to let me go when he ain't did shit? He didn't do shit?
Nobody
the nigga didn't
did
do
shit.
Shit. Nobody.
The whole demons didn't
Nobody.
Do shit in the second half.
We didn't even hear Thor name either.
What you call it?
That
nigga. Yeah, the nigga that Bo hating shit.
Yeah. Nigga, the whole defense got their ass handed to him in the second half. True.
And what I was going to say, too, though.
The third quarter was shit.
Yeah.
And third quarter, did nothing happen in the third quarter. Nothing. On
and
the
then how long did they think they was going to hold McCaffrey? Like, come on, dog.
In real life.
In real life, that's not even realistic.
No.
Nobody all year been able to do that.
No.
Like, no matter who you got. No.
That white boy can run the ball.
Oh, yeah, that white boy can run.
Come on.
That white boy can run the ball.
Can't take nothing from Cav, bro. He came in that bitch, they was talking that shit, bro. He was eating their ass up. 5 yards, he getting them bitches regardless.
We had some drops that was kind of fucked up. I mean, that, of course, we didn't play a perfect game.
No.
But I also still.
The first half, we played perfect.
Yeah, yeah. I ain't gonna say perfect. We missed some opportunities then too.
It's what you call a halftime adjustments. San Francisco
and somebody.
They did a better job at adjusting the halftime than we did.
I agree for sure. My man Ponch checking in. What up though, Ponch?
What up though?
Shy checking in. What up though? My man Easy. What up though? I ain't talked to dog in a minute. What's good with you, dog? My nigga Day Day checking in. What up though? My nigga Dre in the building. What's good? Yeah, man.
They laid an egg in the second half.
Yeah.
That's all you can do. That's all you can say. They laid an egg in the fucking second half.
Yeah.
And everybody wanted, you know.
That nigga say it was supposed to be the Lions and the Ravens, but when Baltimore lost this shit, it was a wrap and they lost this shit.
Yeah.
Y'all think that shit really scripted
they
like
switched,
that?
They switched the game up on
I don't
us.
Think that shit.
Nah, the Lions just laid a fucking egg, man.
Well, Kels, what up, though, Kels?
Bro, Bo, I called you, man. I'm going to call you back again after the show.
Bro.
Karan, what up, though? What's good,
buddy? I don't know about y'all talking about drop the ball, nigga. I don't know how that shit worked, but the Pistons. They play like the Pistons in the third quarter. I ain't going to lie. They play like the Pistons in the third quarter. I ain't going to lie, bro. They played it. I don't know about scripture, but that whole third quarter was ass.
That nigga said his phone was on D&D, nigga.
I got you, brother. Right. We're rap.
He ought to be used to that shit.
We're rap.
Yeah. Oh, shit, always God. On D&D.
Yeah, we're rap, bro. I got to get with you.
Right, for sure.
But nah, man.
I was my posting shit and everything. Like, nigga, let me tell you the story. And my family blaming it on me.
You jinx niggas.
That's what they said. So, in the game, I'm hype as hell. I said in the half, if they score before, I'm going home.
Yeah.
I had to be at work at 5 o'clock in the morning anyway. So,
gotcha.
Like, if they fucking scored, I'm going home. Ooh. They got the field goal.
They're like, we good.
They're like, nigga, you serious? I'm out this bitch.
Because we was up, what, 17 at that point?
Yeah, 17. We was up 17.
17.
So I'm like, all right, it's great shit. They can't blow the 17 lead. Yeah. Get home. My son got motherfucking damn near tears in his eyes.
Dog, like, I understand.
I'm like, what's up, baby boy? He's like, man, just look, dad. He ain't want to talk. Just look.
Hey,
dude.
Look, when I tell you that shit hurt, nigga.
Man, my baby was so hurt, bro. He wouldn't go to sleep, dog. He wouldn't go to sleep. He was like almost in tears for real. Like, man, first of all, I got mad. Like, man, what the fuck you about to cry for? Like, what's your problem? Like, we lost. Oh, okay, then, yeah. You got every word to be sad, because I'm sad. I'm sad, too. You done made me mad, because you motherfucking cried, though.
Nah, for sure. And he know what that shit... You know
what it feel like.
Nigga, everybody down here done played football, nigga. You know how it feel, nigga.
Yeah.
I would, at that point, dog, and this is probably some goofy shit to say, but niggas who play ball, understand me when I say this, dog. I'd have rather got blew out.
Then lose like that, nigga.
Hell yeah, nigga. Yeah. Lose on some close shit, I'd rather got blew out, dog.
They weren't even close after. They just hit the gas on our ass.
I mean, it was still close because we was up, you know what I'm saying? But
everybody blamed Dan Campbell.
I don't blame Dan Campbell.
I blame the fucking defense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I mean,
that's been the case all year.
Everybody been saying, you know, he should have went for it. He should have kicked. He been doing that shit all year.
That nigga said, no, I can't do blowouts.
He been doing that shit all year going on for four.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, that makes sense anyway.
When your defense come out there and just give up them kind of points, man. Like, come on. 24 points is enough to win a game.
Yes, bro. They gave up 24 and third.
Yeah.
Close that bitch, man.
They gave him 24 and third.
Yeah, so.
Close that bitch, man.
That shit crazy.
Finish it.
That shit crazy.
At the end of the day, though, I will say this. The niggas a good team, though.
They're great. But we had they number.
I'm gonna tell you what fucked me up, though.
Kept the foot on the gas.
I'm gonna tell you what really fucked me up. When the fuck did Purdy turn into Lamar Jackson?
I don't know. This nigga moving, bro.
Like, when did that happen? Like, maybe I ain't been watching a lot of San Fran games, because this nigga was mobile in the motherfucker.
Like a motherfucker.
Oh, man. All right, bro. Like I said, I'm going to holler at you, though, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But, nah, man. I was just like...
Now, chill out, D-Wheel. This nigga talking about don't start Baby and Campbell like y'all did Staffy. Come on, dog.
What you mean, Baby? What did he do that he didn't do all the season?
He did everything he did, like Monk just said. He went for it on fourth down all year. This is not a fucking surprise.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
My thing is, not the tie. He always gonna go for the dub.
My thing is,
facts.
Play defense.
Yeah.
What's the old saying, Q? Defense win championships. Yes. Our defense flopped, so we didn't go to the championship.
What did Q-Tip say to Dan Campbell on the sideline? Can I kick it? Yes, you can. After the fact, though, I felt like he probably was gonna miss that motherfucker, dog. Like, I don't know. I was surprised, though. I thought they was gonna kick him.
I wasn't surprised at all.
No, Dave, he did what he normally do. He stuck to his motherfucking guns.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nothing.
First of all, I respect that. And then a lot of y'all motherfuckers praise him on you. He got balls of steel. And now y'all talking about some... Oh, this, what the fuck? What the fuck? Nigga, no. Nigga, he wasn't supposed to do that shit in half of the games he did during the season.
Yeah, no, you're right.
He stuck to his motherfucking gun.
I agree, dog.
And then when you got a defense that's giving up points like that, he probably didn't have confidence in his goddamn defense.
I mean, that shit was crazy, though, because, like, we was doing all right first half.
Yeah.
Second half, them niggas figured that shit out.
Yeah, second half adjustments.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I'm really surprised that they didn't just come out firing. On sudden ass, like off rip. Like, I ain't gonna lie, like, you know, I ain't gonna call a nigga trash, but we all know that he the weak link. I'm surprised that wasn't the game plan, like off rip.
Trash.
Trash.
Like, yeah, come on, man.
I don't care what nobody said. That nigga trash.
He just he one of the lesser talented.
I know. I mean, it's your
Lions. He just had a bad game, man.
Dude. Who?
He just picked the wrong night to have
a bad game.
He had a bad
game every fucking last fucking 4-5 games.
You talking about Sutton?
Yeah.
Sutton always have a bad game.
Come on, man. He just had a bad game.
My nigga Daddy said, I could have covered better than Sutton. Duh, like, most niggas could have. I'd have got my nigga Granberry out there. Mm-hmm. Come on, now. Granberry could have did that shit. Shout out to my nigga Granberry, dog.
Shout out to you, Steve Granberry.
Yeah. Nah, for sure, man. We need we need somebody out there, bitch.
One of them brackets down the
street. Right, we need bracket down there, bitch. We need fucking Shazar, nigga. Somebody
could have did better than dog.
Right. We need fucking Will Johnson and shit. The nigga from Michigan and shit. Yeah. That would have actually probably would have worked. I don't know, dog. But anyway, that's enough for that. I don't want to do that shit too
long. One of
the
Pee Wee niggas on my football team could have kept up with that nigga.
Yeah, that shit hurt, man. Because I just knew we had that shit in the bag.
D. Will said Cam Sutton need to be in the same boat as Matt Miller. Nigga, don't come to Detroit. Damn, Matt Miller. Dog, who the fuck idea was that to give Matt Miller that fucking job, bro?
I don't know.
He admitted that he didn't know what the fuck he was doing.
$5 million a year to fuck up. Give it to me. I'll do it.
He don't even know why they gave him the job, nigga.
I will fuck your team up to $5 million a year.
You think I won't? That nigga said they could have put a cheerleader out there. Y'all niggas wild.
For real. Somebody could have covered his ass, bro.
I will fuck
bro.
Your team Dude. Up for $5
million. Ricky Bobby could have covered his ass more than that shit. Walking, yeah. Not in the car.
And then it's like, I don't know. Can we go to... Can we go to Aaron Glenn on that shit? Because they was playing a lot of man. Like, this nigga can cover somebody. That's why I was confused. Like, why are you leaving this nigga on the island like that?
He had faith in that nigga, bro.
He had faith in him.
You know when you have faith in a nigga that you know about to fuck up.
But it's just like the whole saying going, man. You can't bet with your heart. You know what I mean? You gotta bet smart.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you're coaching, you gotta coach smart. You can't coach with your heart.
Yeah, and that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas do that shit. You know what I mean? Because they like this nigga. They cool with him or whatever the fuck the case may be.
We gotta win this goddamn game.
They want to keep him confident, keep him up. You know, that's part of the game, though. You know what I'm saying? Some shit, niggas, you gotta keep confident up.
No, confidence. Fuck that.
If you watching on IG, YouTube, Facebook,
back
wherever you watching.
Back this nigga off of him. Go, you know, shit.
Hit us in the comment box. Hey, so we gonna get off the Lions shit because we got some other shit to talk about. But before we get out of here, though, Ben Johnson turned down everybody's shit, right? So I guess we keeping him, right?
All right.
Okay. The offensive coordinator shit. So I guess we keeping him. Like, I don't know. Turned down a couple motherfuckers, I think the Commanders and some other shit. Uh-huh. So I guess we good there.
Good.
But the scary thing about all of these niggas doing so well is that motherfuckers gonna be coming to get them. So now I'm afraid that the structure that we had this year, we ain't gonna have it next year. It's gonna be fucking rebuilding.
The rookies
again.
Can't go nowhere. Right?
No, I'm talking about the coaches. I'm talking about coaching staff.
I don't understand.
I ain't worried about that coach staff mother leaver. You know who the fuck they coach the head coach? Because
these niggas did well and shit. A lot of these motherfuckers want bigger positions than other teams. Like, we might lose coaches, nigga.
So
and
why
then,
he didn't leave?
It looked like he turned down the offers.
Nigga, a lot of them niggas want a ring. If, I don't give a fuck. That was the closest the motherfucking Lions got to get a ring. And they feel like they got this close this year.
Damn.
With a few fucking more tweaks, we can get there next year.
Yeah,
and that's what fucking Dan Campbell is preaching right now. We going to that bitch next year.
They
you know what I'm saying?
They like, can get back.
Come on, like, I understand you want the bigger job, but let me get this ring first. Then they going to want me to come
in. Because Seattle and
we're
trying to get a nigga head coach. Yeah.
No, because he can get back.
Yeah.
Can
get let me get my ring first here.
What we going to do with the defense?
At the end of the day.
Or with the secondary.
Got at a
the
couple end of the more day, drafts.
We are still the NFC North champs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We still own the NFC North.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the motherfucking day. Okay? We didn't win the whole conference, but we won our division.
Yeah.
Okay? That's a step bigger than what the fuck we have real seen in a long motherfucking
years.
Time.
Yeah.
These,
years.
These, no, these
beyond
motherfuckers.
Me.
These motherfuckers. Damn near. Damn near why you bullshit.
Hell yeah, beyond me shit.
But no, these motherfuckers gave us a hell of a motherfucking season. So no. That's why I'm not pissed about it.
Nah, I'm just hurt.
I'm hurt.
I'm hurt. I'm hurt. Yeah, it's like, dang, because you know you want you always want them to go all the way.
Yeah.
But I'm not pissed. Yeah. I'm not upset. I'm not going to be like, fuck them niggas now.
Oh, no, I can't do that. Not if I roll with 0-16.
Yeah, I've been a Lions fan all my motherfucking life.
Right.
And I'm going to continue to be a Lions fan. That's why I'm like,
worst
all right.
Worst record in history, nigga.
That's true, though. He said, D. Will said, Chicago, Minnesota ain't a bother, but Green Bay is coming, nigga.
Yeah.
Jordan... Fuck that nigga, bro.
Yeah.
He wasn't even supposed to have the season he had this year.
Yeah.
That nigga wild.
That nigga wild.
I don't know what the fuck they doing in Green Bay. They giving niggas Kool-Aid.
In Texas. Yeah. Texas coming too.
Dog. But.
Yeah.
Dog, yeah. Boy in Texas. Dog, boy in Texas wild.
Yeah.
I wasn't watching niggas all season. Like, everybody was talking about him. Then I watched that nigga in the playoffs.
Man.
Shit.
Let me ask you this.
Shit.
Let me ask you this. How you feel about Harbaugh leaving?
I didn't see the shit coming. Niggas told me that they saw it.
Yeah, we saw it.
Yeah, I didn't.
I saw when he put on the bus.
that was his graduation.
Yeah, fuck it, I'm out of here. Because you know no coach ain't gonna put on no motherfucking bus. Ain't no goddamn no college game.
Well, I mean, shit. The bus been around him all year, so this was the opportunity to put
him
in. Man,
if he was staying next year, y'all wouldn't have seen them buffs on that nigga. If he was staying the following year, you wouldn't have seen them buffs on them niggas.
That nigga left because the NCAA on his ass. That's why that nigga left.
That's true.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Anyway, now, I'm off that shit, dog.
We got to... They gave the job to the brother, though.
Oh, they fucking better had.
Yeah, they gave the job to the brother.
If they gave anybody else that job, bro, after this nigga won, what, three while Harbaugh was out and shit, and ran that bitch seamlessly, like, nigga, why wouldn't they give that nigga the job?
Yeah, yeah.
And had they ever had a black coach?
Yeah, last year when Mike Hart was the first one. Remember for the first half of the game?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that don't count, nigga. I'm talking about...
That don't count.
No, that shit don't count.
Shout out to Mike Hart. That's
shout out to Mike Hart, though, man.
That's my motherfucking dog.
You know that shit don't count.
Yeah, but nah, that's my mother. I actually know him. That's my motherfucking dog.
Yeah, nah, for sure. Shout out to Mike, dog. All right, so let's slide by some of this shit, dog, because we out of here at 7:30. So y'all hip to the Chime Time nigga, right? The Mr. Chime Time nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
No, this nigga got the city of Detroit on fire.
I love it.
First of all, he is definitely fucking a West Side bitch here somewhere, because there's no reason for this nigga to still be here.
He said he might move here.
Dog, it's got to be a bitch. There's no reason for this nigga to still be here.
This nigga say he stay.
I watch that nigga all the time.
You see that nigga broke out the buffs on this one.
Yes.
This nigga wild.
And the thing is, I say about him, man. You know, I think about you all the time.
I like that nigga.
I
watch his shit all the time.
He ain't lying. None of his reviews.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, Southern Fire's ass.
Southern Fire's used to be cold. Remember that shit?
Used to be. They ass. But see,
the problem I have, and I love watching his shit. I do. But I think of this nigga every time I watch his shit.
Yeah.
Because when I see this nigga take some shit, and it ain't right. He'll cook the shit in front of you and show you how it's supposed to be.
See, Angry Man, I can't agree with you on this
one. I don't like critics.
I know where you're going with that.
Shit, man.
A food critic is different.
No, it's not.
Yeah. I should be able to determine whether some shit nasty without being able to cook it. Like, come on, dog.
No. You can say it's nasty, but don't be up there, it needed this, it gotta have that, and gotta do this.
Why not?
Do it then.
No, nigga, it can't be like that.
You
need
food critics, nigga.
You need food critics.
No, I'm not saying you don't need food critics. I don't like critics that can't do shit that criticize shit.
My nigga, Killer K, like check it in. What up, though?
Like Stephen A. Smith. Bitch,
nah, if you can do the shit, criticize me all fucking day.
Yeah.
Criticize me all fucking day.
That nigga K say he's saying shit nasty for clout, but in the video is fucking that food up.
No.
Yeah.
No. I agree with every video said was trash. It's trash.
It's trash.
Southern, what's that bitch with the wings that's supposed to be, they so overrated. Sweet one. The motherfucking wings so overrated, bro.
Yeah.
You said they're trash. And they're
but,
trash.
Bro, I've been saying that.
Yeah.
I don't even like them. Yeah.
I used to. They used to be straight.
I guess that's what niggas say.
No, they used
to
be straight.
I'd rather have the fucking rib tips.
Only thing I'm mad about what that nigga said, what he said about our Coney dogs. He's talking about some Coney dogs overrated. Fuck you, nigga.
Yeah.
That's what we like here. Coney dogs, nigga.
Niggas who ain't from here don't really understand.
Yeah, they don't understand it like that.
And I get that part.
But that's the only thing I had a problem with. Cuzzos, you say Cuzzos trash too.
Cuzzos trash, bro.
So everything that he said was trash, bro.
Yeah.
Was trash, bro.
No, it was. It was. I ain't gonna.
It's trash.
Shout out to the Waffle Cafe and shit, though. Shout out to my man DJ Boog and shit.
He did put some shit out there, though.
Yeah.
Dog, he
put me on some shit.
And he blew niggas shit up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He did put some shit out there. I ain't gonna take that from him.
Yeah.
I just hope he's a nigga that can cook.
My man Beast Gordy said, "I think it's when people see something that they like, and then he don't like it, then they say fuck him."
Yeah,
That's for sure.
But my taste buds is not like your taste bud. Everybody has a different palate.
But that nigga be spreading bread though, bro.
And then did that nigga do? I want to say that nigga did D-Town Deli and shit.
Yeah, he shot out all of them.
He ain't shit on it, but he said that the Louis on the West was better than D-Town. I don't know.
Man, I don't know.
Yeah.
I agree with everything that man said, bro.
He talking about the Louis on fucking on 6 Mile, obviously.
Not Louis.
Louis. Yeah.
Because he had a Louis corned beef too.
Yeah.
No,
Louis. Louis. You got to go to that bitch on 6 Mile though, because that motherfucker in Southfield trash. Now that.
He needed
you like that shit too, huh? That motherfucker is trash.
That bitch a block away from me. You think I'm going to 6 Mile?
I would, because that motherfucker is Southfield trash.
No, it's good.
Shit,
too.
If he listening, he need to hit them motherfucking Coney Islands on Michigan.
Yeah. I wonder why I ain't I'm surprised. Ain't nobody,
Southwest.
Ain't nobody got this nigga on no podcast. Look, like,
you
here.
You ain't listening.
Mr. Chime Chime, nigga. Check in with us, dog.
Hit that nigga up, man.
Check in with us, dog.
We bring some food, man.
We want to bring you on the show, bro.
You be spending about $200 on food when you go, do some shit.
We in the hood, though, so don't be scared.
No,
he can't be.
Hey, look,
he been here.
But also, when you come, don't bring them buffs. I ain't going to tell you to not be scared, but don't wear them buffs, though, y'all.
Or if you wear the buffs, nigga, make sure
bring them in the house and put them on. Like, don't
make sure you got a full tank of gas.
Just keep your hammer on you. I know you got that bitch with you.
Right.
Keep your
hammer. Full tank of gas. You ain't gotta go to the gas station out this month.
Yeah, no,
y'all
for
scaring
sure.
The man, though.
That nigga, dog. That nigga been here long enough.
He knows, and he obviously
knows somebody.
Yeah,
niggas ain't hanging.
Is.
Niggas is not hanging around Detroit that long and don't know nobody.
Hey,
I guarantee that shit.
Think about the hoods that nigga been in.
He knows somebody. Yeah, he knows. Yeah, he knows what's happening.
Yeah, he's straight.
Yeah, for sure, dog. So yeah, Mr. Chime Time, if you listening, dog, pull up to the block. You feel me? Like, you got an open invite. Yeah. We gonna talk shit. I think it's funny. I just think it's funny that a nigga talk a little shit about some food that a couple niggas like and shit, and they get mad about that.
Yeah.
But that's us though.
Yeah.
We like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We protective about our shit.
Man, but hey, man.
I ain't gonna lie though. That nigga go to Zorba's and talk shit, nigga. I might be mad.
Right. I might be mad.
Hold on, dog.
Nah, yeah, getting that chicken pita salad.
Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Might be mad about Zorba's.
Hey, yeah. I hope you hear this, man. Fuck with us, Mr. Chan. Fuck with us.
Nah, for sure. All right. So look. We only got like 15 minutes left for the for real topic shit, dog. We're going to get to that shit real quick. So, we talking about Hall Pass, right? Before y'all got here, the Tubi Movie Tuesday was a Marriage Pass, right? I don't know if y'all hip to that shit. But it's a movie on Tubi and shit about a couple going through some shit. The wife decided to give her husband a Hall Pass. This nigga take the Hall Pass and fuck her sister, nigga.
Oh, wow.
The dumbest shit I could... Why the fuck would you ever do that shit, dog?
That's dumb as hell.
Sister was fine in the motherfucker, though. I ain't gonna lie. But you're not fucking your sister. I'm not fucking your sister or your best friends or none of that shit. Nobody in your circle. But I think I might take the Hall Pass, though. So that's the question on the floor, nigga. Wifey give you this Hall Pass, nigga. Is you taking that bitch?
No.
Yeah or no, nigga?
No.
No?
Nah.
Word? Not even considering it.
Nope. Don't want it.
Y'all niggas. And I bet I know why.
It's the reason why I'm getting this bitch.
Cause see what?
What's the reason why I'm getting this bitch?
Yeah,
I think I
want to
break up after that. You
asked
me that
shit.
That nigga said he
want to
break up.
I
want to
break up.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one.
You can do it on your own time at this point, bitch. Nah.
I don't want no Hall Pass.
Do it on your own time, nah, bitch.
Y'all niggas for real?
It's over.
Yeah, I don't want to.
It's over.
Nigga, why?
Don't give me that bitch.
Man,
for what?
I don't want to watch. Why I'm getting
for
this?
What?
Why you offering me this?
Because, again, in the movie, the situation was the the marriage was going awry. Like, they needed to, she was trying to spice it up. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So one of her homegirls said, like, you know, I get my little nigga hard pass, it make us better. So she was like, you know, let me try, cause our shit is failing right now. So
no.
My nigga Kale says it's a motherfucking trap. It's a trap.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Abort, trap. Abort, abort.
Cause that's a trap.
Abandon ship no. out this bitch. Fuck you. No, I'm not.
You wanna spice it up. Don't it depend though, like how bad it the depends. Marriage is
it,
failing
it
at that point.
Spice it up, bringing me a threesome, bitch.
So that's my thing, right?
It don't
so break. If I get offered a hall pass, then I just bring her along.
No.
What's the difference? What's the difference between you saying a threesome? What's the difference?
No, he said that. I didn't say that.
What's the difference?
I don't want either one of them.
How?
Because she there with me. And we
just... No, I'm saying. Is you hearing what I'm saying?
No.
She offer you the hall pass and you bring her with you to your hall pass, nigga. That's a threesome, nigga. What's the difference? Right. Fuck.
I don't think so.
What you mean? You don't
this
think
the
so?
Same thing.
You said that you would rather
a
take
a regular hall pass is you get the fuck on and go ahead and do your
right.
thing.
So you go find you a bitch for your hall pass and then tell her, like, you know what? I want you to come with
it's
me.
Plenty of motherfuckers is having threesome right now still in love. Hall passes don't end well, my nigga. Fuck you mean? Fuck you mean, nigga?
And do they don't? They don't
ever
do that.
No, no ever end well, bro.
No.
It's gotta be somebody no. somewhere where this shit worked.
No, that shit don't never end
be.
Well, bro. I'm sorry.
I'm not saying it's not.
It's gotta be.
I'm not saying it's not. But like you said,
yeah.
Okay, for the average, that shit don't end well.
Yeah. Beast Gordy said, I have a friend of mine who fucked Devontae's... fuck Devontae from Jodeci, and she said that if her man gave her a hard pass, she would fuck Devontae again. I told her that shit was foul. What do y'all think? Do it matter who she fucked though?
No, it's a matter.
Or,
no,
like, are you mad if she fuck if she gave you the hard pass?
Fucking is fucking. It don't matter who it is.
Yeah, that part is true. That part, unless it's like in her situation, it was her sister. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, don't fuck my man's or my brother. No shit like
fucking
that.
Fucking is fucking.
No, nah, fuck that. Come on, Angry Man.
Hell
you
no.
know it's level.
No, I'm on the same level with you.
Okay, I'm about to say.
But I'm saying fucking is fucking.
Yeah.
I mean, if you fuck the best friend, the sister, Devontae.
Hey, nigga said, don't do it.
That's the trap. Coop the Kente. I don't give a fuck who they fuck. Fucking is fucking. So
yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
It ain't no level to it. It's one level. And
yeah.
that's that
it's
level.
A trap, bro. It's a trap. Why you give me? It's over.
I'm taking
it's over.
Shit. I'm taking
I bet you
shit.
Is. I bet you is. I bet you is. It's over for me.
Yeah,
I'm done.
Yeah, I think I'm taking my shit.
Like, bitch, you can cheat on your own.
Like, we got a bunch of shit going on. Like, this is the last ditch effort. She like, no, I want to spice up my little situation and shit, try to make things better. Man. You can have this weekend off. Fucking around.
Now, is
I'm
it,
doing it, cuz.
Is this your wife, your girl, or...
Damn, do it make a difference? I think either one for me. That's your wife, motherfucking girl.
Oh, it makes a very big difference.
All right, well, so what's your answer for just a girlfriend then?
Oh, I'm taking the pass.
So you only not taking the pass because you married?
Yeah.
Oh. What about you, Money? It makes a difference?
Yeah.
So if it's not a wife, you taking the pass?
I took him plenty.
And nigga say I have, and we'll continue to do so.
So this nigga ain't never been in school. He don't need no more.
Yeah, I took him plenty
of time. Duh, hell nah. V said so. Y'all don't want to do a hard pass only because you don't want your wife to take the pass.
Yes.
Duh.
So that's the thing.
And that's why it's over.
Shit.
Because you thinking about going to get a pass. So you already got a nigga in mind. You about to go fuck with you. Give me this motherfucker hall pass. You already been thinking about fucking Charlie.
But in real life, niggas think about the pass every day. Every nigga think about fucking another bitch all
like,
the time.
Like baby girl said, if she can get another chance to fuck Javonte,
she doing it.
She doing it. And she already got that shit planned in the back of her fucking head. And she asked,
yeah.
Give me one first.
Yeah.
Come on, cuz. Abort. It's a trap. Abort.
Man, that's what everybody worried about and shit. I'm not worried about that shit.
I'm sure you ain't.
I'm not worried. I'm not worried about that shit because in real life, if a woman wanted her hard pass, she been taking that bitch the whole time. So, what the fuck I'm worried about the shit for?
That's why it's over.
I'm saying, well, then it's got to be over before it starts. Because women take a hard pass their whole fucking life.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I don't know.
Nigga, we know.
No, you don't. Shit.
It's in your head that you know. You know it's a possibility.
I mean, definitely a possibility.
So, like, I gotta tell you, like a great philosopher, Todd Shaw said.
What Todd Shaw say?
When you snooze, you lose. Mm-hmm. You never know when your bitch wearing choosing shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Philosophy, nigga.
That is.
That's life.
You never know. Yeah.
So I'm taking my hard pass.
Straight
like that.
If I'm married, I ain't fucking with that bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck the hard pass.
Fuck the hard pass.
But if I'm not married, you can give me 3, 4, 5 of the motherfucker.
Look at that. They say niggas answering like they women watching this shit, right?
Hey, Daddy, anybody ask you?
I'm going to tell you the
truth. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, Daddy. You know you feel like the same that, goddamn way.
I don't know Daddy like that, but he sound like he a wild boy. And he's cute.
He know the goddamn
way. He's cute homeboy. So yeah. I don't put it past him what he like and what he even do.
What do they got to do with me?
So, I mean, it's just what it is. So what I totally understand how you feel, cuz.
This nigga says it's cute homie, so ain't no telling.
Ain't no telling. I'm just saying. That's crazy. It is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, for I sure. expect that.
Daddy, you know we telling the motherfucking truth.
Yeah. Dog, so you taking the pass, yeah.
I know you.
Hey. You do the same thing.
Hey. We know.
My nigga.
We know.
Right. Flip side for life, nigga. My nigga.
I'm
taking that pass. Hell, fuck
it. Dirtbag gang.
Have some fun with it too, and I'm gonna do it the right way. I'm gonna take my pass.
How is there a right way to do that shit?
Cause I'm gonna take my pass for that weekend and leave that shit at that.
All right, man.
So that's the right way to do it.
All right, man.
Just saying. Okay. Taking my shit.
You don't even work that fast.
Yeah.
How you gonna get a bitch in 2 days?
I do work that fast.
You get a bitch in drawers in 2 days?
Yeah, I just be letting them go.
In 2 days?
Shit, in 1 day, nigga.
Okay.
Nigga, you wasn't different with me. You wasn't different with me, nigga. Don't fuck with me.
1 day.
And my niggas who was with me in Georgia, y'all was in Atlanta with me. Motherfucker. Don't play with me, nigga.
Don't pull your car.
Don't play with me, dog.
I had to pull his car.
Yeah, don't play with me.
Pull my car. Cause
every now and then, every now and then I shine my pinky ring off and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't play with me, nigga. I'm taking my motherfucking pass though. I ain't fucking with y'all.
Man, please.
But then again, it could be the wife thing. Like, I ain't got a wife, so maybe that's why I'm looking at it like this shit. Maybe it'd be different.
I ain't doing that shit. I'm on money shit right now. Even you know, old lady coming to me with a hard pass. I'm like, no, fuck that. I'm done because I'm thinking the way he's thinking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no, it's a wrap.
Right. So, yeah, I feel you though, dog. Who said that? Yeah, Kel said it, dog. We need a female opinion, dog. All these females watching and shit, they try to see what we gonna say, but what do y'all say?
We gotta get Sunshine on the show.
Dog, hell yeah. Where she at? What the fuck?
Yeah, we call.
She chiming in talking about how we answer, but she ain't saying shit.
Yeah,
though.
I fucked that up. I was supposed to have Sunshine on the show a long time ago. Next show, right. Sunshine, cuz if you're listening, we gonna have you on this motherfucker.
V said, I would never. So you would never offer the pass, or you would never take the pass. See, that's my thing. So what is that? All right. So we got about 8 minutes left. What would that conversation be at that point if you got offered the pass? So obviously you shutting it down. But what happens after that? Like, you mad now that she even offered that shit, or like what?
Yeah, I'm very upset.
So how do that go? Like, cause that's gonna alter the whole shit now. So now in your head you thinking,
it's like, over.
Yeah.
My imagination.
Wait a minute. Just cause she asked.
My imagination is going to fuck it up for her. It's over.
Come on, bro.
We would have to have a very
hard... It's over just because she asked.
Yep.
No, we would have to have a very hardcore conversation.
No hardcore. It's rap like Christmas, nigga. It's over. Bitch, go ahead. You can fuck him on your own leisure.
But she can offer you a threesome.
What? Yeah.
Wait, what the okay, fuck? Now, hold on.
We're running this bitch together.
Hold on.
And it's a bitch. Okay, ain't another dick involved, nigga.
No, I got
you. Fuck what you talk about, bro.
I give you.
Like, come on. Make
you.
It make sense.
I got you. I feel what you. I got you. I see what you're saying.
I get where you coming from. It's okay with you. As
we
long
running
as
this bitch. Me and my old lady clapping each other, fiving each other up like it was one of my dogs. Okay.
But in real life, though, That shit sketchy too, though.
It is. Who said that?
That shit sketchy
Everything
too.
Everything is sketchy. I'm
so
just
if it's sketchy, then fuck it.
That's if y'all need some spice. If you wanted some spice, you say you want some spice in life, go ahead, do what you think, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't getting locked nobody. I don't judge.
So let me ask you this. You yeah, saying it's okay if it's another female, just not another dude.
So it is. So no. She taking her hard pass with a chick.
No. You like this bitch because you came to me.
So she probably liked the bitch that she doing a threesome with you. So what's the difference?
Man, no. What you mean? Come on, man. No, why you keep asking me what's the difference, bro? It's big difference in what the fuck that is, bro. It's a huge difference, nigga.
Huge.
The threesome is here. Yeah. If she come to you and say, I got another chick, mm-hmm. then we going to have a threesome. You cool with that?
Yeah.
If she come to say...
So where'd she get this chick from?
Hold on. I got this homeboy.
This nigga say I don't give a fuck.
I got this homeboy I want to have a threesome with.
Bye.
Because y'all know that with the double standard, if she getting another nigga, that is no longer a threesome.
Bye.
That is a train. That is Bustos. You know that with two dicks in the room, that's Stokes.
A runner.
That's not threesome.
She's a runner. She's a track star.
I know that shit probably.
Hey.
Yeah, I know that shit is like a.
She's for the streets.
Yeah. I'm sorry, nigga.
She's for the streets.
Yeah.
You keep asking me what's the fucking difference. It's a big ass difference.
And it is. I just wanted to hear your answer. I just wanted to hear your motherfucking answer.
Yeah, she got it.
There ain't no motherfucking way I deal with that bullshit.
Nah, it was a wrap on that. Which is, I understand, it's a double standard, but shit, it just is what it is.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Okay, if it's a double standard, don't call it a man's world.
As soon as that other man come in, right. are we running stones on my wife?
Right, you crazy.
Because this is no longer a threesome.
Two winkies, nigga. I don't want to see your winky, nigga. I'm
out this bitch, man.
I don't want to see another man winky.
Oh, shit, man. Shout out to the stones, man. Beats Courtney said it's a one dick minimum. Shit, a one dick maximum. Shit. This is a one dick maximum. Fuck you, man. Shit. Only dick in the room.
One dick entry.
No, nigga. For sure.
Crazy.
I mean,
you know how that make a man feel when he got two heads and he dribbling and he motherfuckers? You know what I'm saying? That's just.
Nah, I don't want you that close to me.
Yeah, but two man, nigga? Hell no.
Right.
Man. Straight on. We did that shit long, long time ago, nigga. That shit was fun right at that age.
Right. Ain't no girl. Well, I ain't gonna say that. I ain't gonna say ain't no grown niggas out here running trains and shit. But I'm not gonna say that.
T.D. Jackson,
niggas.
Puff Daddy.
Wow. Power bottom.
T.J.
Power
T.D. Jackson,
bottom.
Puff Daddy. They run a hole.
Y'all niggas.
Or boys.
Or. Damn. On that note,
I miss a lot of y'all niggas shenanigans.
What you mean? Oh yeah, you did.
Yeah, I miss a lot of y'all niggas shenanigans. Y'all some wild boys.
Shout out to the store runners.
Yeah. Y'all some wild boys. Man.
She's a runner. She's a track star.
This basement has seen some action. Before it was this basement, like it wasn't even finished. No. Insane action.
Yeah, y'all some wild motherfucking boys.
Yeah.
Man.
First of all, I just want to say this, dog. And I got to get credit for this, dog. I for sure, got to be the first nigga to tape a bus, though, on audio.
On audio.
Yeah.
I got to be the first nigga, bro.
Yeah.
On audio. No, nigga, hold on, check this out. Click.
You gotta hit the red.
You gotta
the
use
black
your imagination
button,
for real on that shit.
You got to use your imagination. Low video, bro. This is before camera phones and shit. Nigga had a tape recorder.
That's crazy.
You sure you wanna put that out there?
That shit is out there, look. But goddamn, nigga. Yeah. The audio tape on the motherfucking bus, though, nigga.
Y'all,
that's classic, bro.
Y'all was some wild boys, man.
Yes, we were, dog.
And I'm glad I was not around for none of this.
And I will say, dog, this nigga that ain't talking about drop that bitch, dog. Motherfucking mixtape.
Drop that mixtape.
Dog. And Never mind. I ain't even gonna say it. He said something.
We ain't gonna answer that question right there.
What did he say? What happened?
I don't know.
Where's the question?
I don't know.
Oh, no. I ain't see shit. No, I was about to say something. I ain't gonna say shit. We're gonna leave that at that. But it's 7:30, though. We're gonna get up out this motherfucking dog. Incriminate us. Yeah, before I incriminate niggas and shit, dog. For sure, man. Shout out to the cigar. I can't even talk, dog. The Cigar Room Show, dog. What up, though, my nigga? Checking in, dog.
What up, though?
Out the way, Thug. Checking in. What's the deal? Brown Sugar Conversations. What's popping?
What's happening with you?
Everybody checking in, man. Love y'all, dog. For sure. That was the love right there. We talking a bunch of crazy shit right now. It's got to be the motherfucking Evan Williams and shit. Got a nigga talking about shit we ain't supposed to be talking about.
Right.
Man. Those were some good ass days, though, dog. Back in the day, dog.
They need them bitches back there, though, right now, nigga.
Yeah,
motherfuckers is 40 plus over there.
Put them bitches over there.
And if there's another dick in the room,
right?
Abort!
Right.
It's an abandoned shit.
There may or may not be some niggas in the comments and shit. Who may or may not have a situation at Eastern as well and shit. When niggas trade the jersey, like acting like they the same person. Like, put the jersey on, nigga. You think this bitch don't know that that's not him, dog? Oh, shout out to y'all, niggas. I missed that one, though. I wish I was there. Dog, he just said it. I wasn't even gonna put niggas on last like that. That nigga said, been doing jersey swaps. See, I know, nigga.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Yeah, on that note, new.
We about this thing, dog. I thank everybody for checking us out, dog. Don't forget to make sure that you do like, share, and subscribe, dog. New episode of the Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey podcast dropping tomorrow, 8 p.m. No, 7 p.m. off of Eastern Standard Time. About to pull up to Southfield right now. Shout out to my gang over at Podcastic for the Girth podcast, man. Check that shit out. We be talking some crazy shit over there. That's at 9:30, man. You can follow my page to get up on that. Let's get up out of here, dog. I'm gonna go around the block one last time.
I'm gonna be a sloppy chops tonight, y'all. Come on,
sloppy chops. That's the downtown. No, that's which one is that?
Yeah, Jefferson.
Oh, Jefferson and shit. That's what's popping tonight. Yeah. Sloppy chops. How long you gonna be down?
I don't know. I gotta work tomorrow.
All right, I might catch y'all on the back end of that shit. All right, go around the block and shit, dog. Angry man, dog. What you want to leave the people with today?
I don't know, man. Just do it till you're satisfied. that's about the best I can tell you, man. Just do it till you're satisfied, man.
All right, on that note, Mom Money, what you want to say?
I want to say, man, shout out to Dan Campbell. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
You know what I mean? Like, he took us here, bro. He brought us here. I'm not going to turn my back on the man that took us this far.
Not at all.
That I ain't never seen in the history of niggas in my life. So, I mean, shit. I give him all the props in the world, nigga. Fuck you mean. So, if y'all dissing him right now, then, nigga, that's your opinion, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got our own opinions. You know, everybody got an opinion.
For sure.
So, you know, it is what it is.
No doubt.
And then with the motherfucking topic. I mean, shit. Hall Pass ain't hot. Every time I hear Hall Pass, it never ends well.
Right.
It never ends well, bro.
Taking my shit.
Yeah, that's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't know who cooking. You
know what I'm talking about? I like that.
You feel me?
I like that.
You feel me?
You gotta write that one down.
I gotta write that one down. A recipe for disaster. You don't know who cooking. Goddamn, that's a good one. This nigga said start a Hall Pass podcast. Hell no.
What is
on that note, dog.
Who gonna be on that motherfucker?
Shit, ain't nobody saying shit. So again, yeah, I'm riding with the Lions, dog. I'm hopeful that we have another great season next year, dog. Thank you again for this year. Had us actually watching the game, anticipating a win this year, dog. So that was exciting to watch, dog. I haven't had that feeling about the Lions in years, bro.
Ever,
so,
nigga.
Thanks to ever and shit. Shout out to my man Lamont checking in. What up, though? But yeah, so that's it, dog. And the hard pass, bro. I get offered the hard pass, taking that motherfucker, dog.
You know.
And again, like I said, I'm gonna do that shit
right. Legit.
I'm gonna do it right. I'm gonna take my hard pass for that certain amount of time. I'm gonna let it go.
Fucking
let it go, dog. And then on the other shit, dog. Oh, Mr. Chime Time. Pull up on gang, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, shoot, we would love to have you on the floor and shit down here.
Yeah,
talking a little shit, dog. We'll keep niggas off your ass and shit, dog. Because Niggas be in your comments like they want to kick your ass, bro. That shit wild to me.
You about 12 minutes away from a whale ass whooping.
For sure.
From but, the shit I've been reading.
Yeah, but we fuck with you, though, dog. And yeah, then, yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Man. Yeah, because like, we don't like cuz OZs and shit. Well, I don't, anyway.
A lot of that shit he said was true.
It was true and shit, right? On that tip, though, man, we up out this motherfucker, dog. Make sure you check out all the replays at eblockradio.com tomorrow night. 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey podcast, dog. Shout out to V is on that one as well. That's eblockradio.com and everybodylovesbbw.com. That's it. We about this thing, dog. To the next time. You already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio live on your dial right this moment, man. Got my man Angry Man in the building.
Be good at it if you care.
Got my man Monk Money holding it down.
You already know.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man.
Red Zone.
Peace out, y'all.
Yep. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.
This is Sarah Hubbard, host of You and Me Kid, a podcast about starting and raising a family on your own. We just launched season 2, and I'm speaking with single moms, those still considering, and experts in relevant fields to give you a real sense of what the day-to-day experience of solo parenting looks and feels like. Plus, this season, I've partnered with California Cryobank, the number one sperm bank in the U.S. So wherever you are in the process, this podcast provides some support, humor, and helpful information. Listen to You and Me Kid wherever you get your podcasts.